SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. Carver and Lisi, Mike Carver will be joined by Joe, I believe, momentarily. We will get Joe in the mix soon, that's for sure. We have a lot going on here. Several games happening this hour. We're going to go through a lot of the college football games that aren't good enough for tomorrow. For tomorrow's card, so we will do those. We have some NFL news and notes that we have to get to, and several other things. Duke and Wake Forest now, things have picked up. They're at the half. It's 14 apiece now, so that live total goes up to 48.5 in that game. 7-7 South Alabama and Troy, under 2 minutes to go in the first half. The second half has started in Lubbock, as it looks like it's going to be a short drive for Texas Tech, and they're going to be punting the football away, 4th and 13 on their own side of the field. They have a 20-7 lead on TCU. In the NBA, quickly, 97-82, the Sixers open it back up on the Raptors, and the Pelicans have really opened it up on the Pistons. They're up 20 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. I mean, they are just wagging them, 61-41. They're minus 14.5 live. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard, Mike Carver. We will have Joe with us as well momentarily, the Encyclopedia of College Football. We've got the great Matthias Burbell in the mix as well. Several things to accomplish this hour, including going through a bunch of the college football games for this week. And it is a massive week. In terms of the huge matchups, you know, all across the board, the names that you look at, LSU, Alabama, USC and Washington, the final Bedlam game between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, Kansas State and Texas is a huge game. Clemson, Notre Dame probably doesn't have as much juice as it's had in years past. Actually, I can tell you it doesn't have as much juice as it's had in years past. But that is an interesting game coming up at noon East on Saturday. Mizzou and Georgia, a big game in the SEC. So there is a lot. You know, for us, we usually do, and I kid with Joe, the game's not good enough to make the cut. There's actually going to be some games that are pretty good that we've got to do today because there's too many great games for the pick show. Too many of them. So some things are going to have to get pushed aside. The other thing that's starting on Friday is this NBA in-season tournament that's going to start. The group stage, the group play starts on Friday night with, what is it, 7 games that they're going to have. So each team plays 4 group play games. And then the team that wins each, I guess it's group, advances to the quarters, and one wild card team advances to the quarters. This is in each conference. So this is slightly confusing, the in-season tournament. There's 3 groups in the East and 3 groups in the West. They play 4 games apiece. I'm very interested to see which teams care about this and which teams don't. Because if you make it, that's 1, 2, 3 potentially extra games that you got to play in the second week in December. And if you don't make it, get a week off. I think that's what you get there. So I think that there's some numbers here that we can look at to maybe just have a little gas with this and have a little fun and see if we could play something. I think we have Joe with us, and I haven't talked to Joe in a while. The Encyclopedia of College Football, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How are you?
What's up, Carver? Just another day in paradise, as they say, isn't that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying that you're out on assignment. You certainly are, Joe. I mean, you're on the move. You're out on assignment. You're everywhere. You had, obviously, pro football today to do. So nice to actually talk to you. I feel like I haven't talked to you all week.
I know. A lot to catch up on. Big week of NFL. We had a World Series that ended. And a lot of good stuff in terms of college football, Carver. So let's get it on, as they say.
Well, you know what we usually do in this show, Joe, is we do the games that aren't good enough for the pick show in this hour. So that's usually the games that aren't good enough. And there's actually a lot of decent games that we'd have to do today because there's so many outstanding games over the weekend. So we have a lot of games to cover.
I can't wait. And I know we're going to be head-to-head tomorrow when we give our picks, but that's okay. That's all right. I got a lot of ground to make up and a lot of good stuff. I love the board this weekend. That's all I can tell you.
You love the board. You're seeing it clearly is what you're saying. You see the board very clearly.
Clearly as day. Now, I've been hit over the head with an anvil. I'm not going to lie to you, but I think it's a bounce back spot on Lisi this weekend. I see 7-0 in the cards. 7-0. If that, you get the college, the pro, and the NHL package absolutely free.
Now, I actually don't think that, and we'll start to get into these games after the break. I actually don't think, Joe, that we're going to be heads up in that many games. I know there's one that we definitely are going to be heads up in, maybe two, but I don't think it's going to be that many games that we're going to be heads up in.
No, but I tell you what, there's a lot of good plays on the board. That 12 o'clock window, Carver, is phenomenal. Clemson, Notre Dame, we got Ole Miss and A&M. I mean, that is a phenomenal 12 o'clock slate to wet the palate. Let me just say that.
Yeah, to wet the palate indeed. We'll have to talk about also, we've got a couple games on Friday night as BC is going to visit Syracuse, Colorado State at Wyoming. A little Friday night Mountain West action. And then we will start to dive into a few of these games. Did you see the Big Ten schedule for next year, Joe, that they dropped today? Did you see that?
I saw that. Yeah, it was all right. It's like a whole other world, Joe.
It's so weird seeing the schedules for all these teams with Washington and Oregon and USC and UCLA. And it is so bizarre that's the Big Ten now. It really is.
Let me ask you, Carver. You think Connor Stallions has a red eye to USC in the college?
What is the deal with this guy? This guy was everywhere. Honestly, he might be the Encyclopedia of College Football now, not you. I mean, he might take over the mantle. That guy's been in about 600 games in the past 10 years. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159. Good to have you aboard. All right, so we're with you here. We're going to start going through some of these college football games, of course, with you. Joe, before I get into the games that aren't good enough to make the cut for tomorrow's pick show, I wanted to go back to one game that obviously is in tomorrow's realm, but I brought it up last night quickly. I said that a team was going to get smoked, and then, to be fair, somebody tweeted at me. It was like, I think it was a Missouri fan. And he said, yeah, you think they're going to get smoked? You didn't say why. So, first, Joe, before I get into that, do you think that Missouri is going to get smoked on Saturday?
with the game itself because now I am because I'll tell you why. If Missouri's going to win this game or cover, they need to start fast and put the pressure on Carson Beck in terms of that regard. The one weakness I believe Missouri's going to have a tough time with is stopping the rushing attack of Dejon Edwards and Kendall Milton. So for that, I think Georgia definitely wins the game, but there's a potential look ahead with Ole Miss on deck. I know Missouri's 7-1, but they've lost 9 straight to Georgia, and they battled them last year in Columbia. I would take the points, but again, I think it's more of a backdoor. I don't see them like dominating early on against the Georgia Bulldogs in Athens.
I think there's a couple of other things at play here, Joe, to be quite honest with you. And I think when you've won 2 straight national championships, you have to try to find some things to motivate your team. And look, going for 3 in a row, obviously not every kid that's playing a big role for Georgia was part of the 2 teams that won the last 2 years. But I think there's 2 things that Kirby can kind of hammer home this week with Missouri coming to town. Number one, that the Crack Crab and Lobster crew put them at number 2 in their poll when they're the 2-time defending national champs. Now, I don't think that poll means anything this early, but it's a tool that somebody like Kirby Smart can use to rile the kids up, especially at home. The other thing for me is the game was so close last year, and Missouri should have beat them. The 26-22 game that happened in Columbia. I think that's just another thing that Kirby gets in his guys and goes, we almost lost to these guys last year. We need to come out and we need to play our best game. They're coming off a game where they destroyed Florida. The offense looks good even without Bowers. I just feel it's a game that I think they're going to win by 20-plus points. I just do. I don't think that Missouri's quite there at that level yet. I think this is a nice step up for Eli this year. He's got a 7-1 football team. They've played good. But I just don't think they're ready for this game in this type of spot coming up on Saturday in Athens, Joe. I just don't.
No, it's a great point. And think about the Missouri, you know, schedule up until this point. The best offense that they had played potentially was LSU. And LSU dominated them on the ground. They rushed for over 200. Jalen Daniels had over 130 rushing yards in that ball game. And again, it was the physicality of a bigger, more physical offensive line that wore them down from a defensive perspective. And that's why I lean to Georgia. Again, I would take the points. I'm not betting this game in any capacity, Carver, but I would take the points, but I don't love it.
Understand, Joe, and I know you have a lot of other things that are going to be on your plate for that game, that's for sure. All right, let me get you to these other games, and then tomorrow, of course, we'll talk about that game more and all the other big ones. Friday night, 2 games. First, Boston College, the Fighting Blewetts, into the Dome at Syracuse to take on Dino Babers and the crew. Syracuse -3. 50.5 is the total. Joe, honestly, both of these teams suck. You know, there's really no way around it. You can just, you know, call it like it is. These are a couple of mediocre to bad football teams that we're going to have in the mix here. Now, last year, Cuse beat them in Chestnut Hill. Cuse has actually beat them the last couple years. They beat them in the Dome 2 years ago as well. Do you like BC grabbing the 3 inside at Syracuse?
I actually do. I like the rushing attack that's been coming around for Boston College, and again, I think they can run on them. And look at Syracuse a couple weeks ago against Vautech. Broke down in run support. They started fast, but the defense is starting to give way. Chunked yards to almost every offense they play. I like Boston College. I think it's an under, but I lean to Boston College on the road with the points, Carver.
Yeah, every time I play the under in these BC games, they end up flying through it. So I'm probably not going to be involved there. I'd play Boston College as well, Joe, getting the 3 in that spot. That's probably where I would want to be as well. I'll be with you on that. Next, you have a Mountain West game on Friday night as well. They should have been more of these this year. I don't like this. There used to be just so many Friday night Mountain West games. It actually starts to kick in, Joe, this week. You do get one this week and one next week, and Wyoming's in both of them. They're home here, the 5-3, Craig Bohl and the crew, against Colorado State, who's 3-5. Wyoming minus 5.5, 41.5 is the total. I'm sure there's going to be, it's going to be like 0 degrees there. Actually, only 41 in Laramie. So not bad with the weather either, Joe. I like the Cowboys laying the 5.5.
I'm with you. I think the Cowboys are way too physical. Think about the Cowboys beating down on Texas Tech, beating Fresno State at home. I think they're the more battle-tested team. I like Craig Bohl in this spot over Norvell. Leading to the under, though, I don't know if Colorado State's going to score a lot on that Wyoming defense. So give me Wyoming and the under in that ballgame.
Wyoming and the under, the 41.5. For Joe. All right, Joe. Not bad there. We're actually in lockstep so far, which is a problem. We need to start finding a couple that maybe we're not going to be on the same side. That's for sure. So let's go to Saturday and start to preview some of these games that aren't good enough to make the cut for tomorrow. I'll start in the swamp, where KJ Jefferson and Arkansas comes calling for the Gators. Gators minus 4.5, 50.5 is the total. I think I saw this, Joe, and I know you'll know this, so I want to get you to confirm this. Did I see Arkansas has never won at Florida? Am I right on that, Joe? They have never won in the swamp?
You're probably right. Yep, you're probably right on that. I mean, you got to go back to the days of – I'm trying to think now. I keep thinking of Houston Nutt, but that was with Ole Miss. Their best shot, I think, was when Matt Jones was there back in the early part of the decade in DeCorey, Birmingham. They played tough, but I got to double-check that. But you're probably right.
I have it in front of me.
The swamp effort.
I have it in front of me. Florida is no, they're 10-2 against Arkansas in their history, and the only two wins by the Razorbacks, one was in Fayetteville in 2016. They beat them, and the other one was back in 1982 at the Blue Bonnet Bowl, long before Arkansas and Florida were beating each other in the SEC. So, yeah, and them being East and West, Joe, they really don't have, you know, they play each other like every 3 or 4 years sometimes. So there isn't a lot of history. So it is understandable that they haven't been able to win a game in Gainesville.
And they've had some pretty good teams, even back in the day when I believe they played them under the Houston Nutt days. So we'll see if they can get it. I like Arkansas.
I like Arkansas, too, with the 4.5. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Carver here, Joe on remote. He's been out on assignment, of course, the last couple days. But he is with us because he would never miss talking about the college football games that aren't good enough to be talked about on the pick show. So he would never miss that segment every single week. So Joe likes Arkansas with the 4.5 in the swamp Saturday early kick. We also, Joe, have an early kick in East Lansing in the Big Ten, where Matt Rhule and the crew are 3-point road favorites against Sparty. Total of 34.5. There are some obscene totals in the Big Ten this week, and that is not even the lowest one. 34.5 for Nebraska and Michigan State, Joe.
Yeah, Carver, I mean, for me, Matt Rhule has an opportunity to do something Scott Frost never did, and that was take the Nebraska Cornhuskers to a bowl game, right? They're sitting right now, I believe, at 5-3 overall. They get this victory. They're going bowling, and that's a successful season. You have to stick the nail in the coffin against a one-dimensional Michigan State offense. Their defense is holding opposing offenses to less than 3.5 yards per per rush. Give me Nebraska on the road. I don't love it, but they should be able to grind this out and at least cover the 3-point number on the road. Now, typically, Miss State plays them tough, but I would lay it with Nebraska. I mean, bowl eligibility on the line, baby.
Bowl eligibility is on the line. They've played well, Joe. They've won 5 of their last 6 games. He's really turned the corner here. And like you said, this is a crucial one. It gets them that 6th win, guarantees that they'll play in a bowl. And they have some other games here. Now, what did you have in the preseason, Joe, for the total? Was it 7.5 or 6.5?
6.5, but I'm also at 14-1 to win the Big Ten West.
Which has life, doesn't it? Does it have life? Yes, it does. It has some life here, Joe, that bet.
Right, it does. I know they play Iowa the day after Thanksgiving.
I mean, they all have 2 losses.
They need a couple of losses.
I mean, it's... It's a mess here. I mean, you got just talking conference record. Nebraska, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota are all 3-2 in the conference. And Northwestern's 2-3. I mean, considering what happened to them before the season, Joe, he hadn't done a bad job there getting Northwestern to 4-4. Everybody thought they were going to go 0-12 this year.
Does he get the job if he takes them to bowl eligibility? He should, right?
I guess it's got to be discussed. I mean, you got to at least discuss it if that's the case, if it does end up happening. So I'm assuming that you're going to lay it with Nebraska here, Joe, in this game on Saturday.
Yes, lay it. But again, keep in mind, they laid the 2.5 against Purdue. I thought that was a fishy line. Isn't this a fishy line for Nebraska? But I would still lay it, Carver. I don't have any confidence in Michigan State.
Yeah, but it was last week too, right, Joe? I mean, it was a fishy line last week, and they took care of business. So I'm not too concerned about it. I'm really not. Now, I want to bring this game up to you because I think this is very interesting. South Carolina has their, late-in-the-year non-SEC game coming up on Saturday. It's against Jacksonville State. Now, I'm sure, Joe, when they booked this 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, because how far in advance they booked these games, I'm sure they didn't think that they were going to get a 7-2 Rich Rod-led Jacksonville State team coming into their house. But 15.5 is the number. 54.5 is the total. Can I interest you in a little Rich Rod 15.5 at South Carolina on Saturday, Joe?
You can. Now, South Carolina covered that line against Texas A&M. They were in a spot, but their offense is too inconsistent. Their defense sucks. So, yeah, give me a blue-collar team. I would take it with Jacksonville State. Wouldn't shock me if they win the ball game outright, Carver.
Wow. A little outright? Plus 520? You get Jacksonville State outright
in
this game? Wow.
Why not?
Why not? Why not indeed? How can you? They have been so dreadful this year. It's been a real bad year. Everybody thought they were going to be on the up too after last year, and it has just not gone right. Do you want to lay 5 touchdowns with Heupel and Tennessee at home against UConn?
Absolutely not. No play for me. Can only look at Tennessee. But I know UConn's spunky, but Tennessee, to me, has Georgia on deck. Keep that in mind coming up in a couple weeks. So they can't look ahead. They have 2 weeks before they get ready for Georgia.
Another Big Ten game in the noon East window. Wisconsin goes to Bloomington to take on Indiana. Wisconsin's 9.5-point road favorites. 45.5 is the total. I can assume people are probably going to run and bet Indiana after their performance against Penn State, Joe, but I bet that you're probably thinking, let's not do that.
I think Wisconsin wins this ball game by 30. How about that? I think think Indiana's atrocious offensively. No, I'm not kidding. Offensively, and Locke, Braden Locke didn't play all that bad against Ohio State. And here's the thing, you know, I think they're way too physical. Fickell will shut them down. Here's the other thing. Do they have a tribute in Bloomington, even though it's football for Bobby Knight this weekend? I don't know.
Decent point there. I don't know. I think that stuff's going to happen with the basketball team. I don't think that anybody's going to be interested at all in Hoosier football on Saturday. I mean, with all that community mourning for Bobby Knight, I don't think that the football team's going to play into that whatsoever. What else do I got for you early on Saturday? Virginia actually favored in a game now. -2.5 against Georgia Tech and a big 56.5 total. This seems like your kind of game.
Nah, I can't buy into Virginia as a favorite, Carver. Tony Elliott's still an inconsistent coach. Haynes King and that offense for Georgia Tech. I like Georgia Tech there. Again, I think, you know, Virginia played well against Miami. They grinded it out and got the cover, but I like Georgia Tech. Rivalry game, Georgia Tech, I like way too much offense.
We have been getting a lot of covers from Arizona State and Kenny Dillingham. In fact, last week you even got an outright win at home against Washington State. They go on the road to Utah, who of course got blasted at home by Oregon. Utah laying 11.5, 39.5 total. Are we going to go to the Sun Devil cover machine again here, Joe?
Yes. Typically, Arizona State plays Utah tough. I don't like the game. Utah's gutless to me after last week. And again, even though they're at home, I would take the points with the Sun Devils.
I don't know, Joe. I think this is the week I'm not going to be. I'm going to have to get off of that train. I'm not going to be on the Kenny Dillingham and the crew train for this week as they go into Utah. Anytime that a game has a total over 70, it's going to attract my attention. UTSA in North Texas, 71.5, Joe. -7.5 for the Roadrunners.
Yeah, we take the points with North Texas, but I'm going over. I think we get through that total easy. I do. I think both offenses can move the football. I don't think there's going to be much defense. Think about this. North Texas, when do they give up game one against Cal? 51? 58? I think it looks something similar to that. We get into the 80s in this ball game. But I'm taking North Texas. I think they potentially strike the upset.
Wow, North Texas for you, huh? I wanted to see, Joe, what did they do last year in this game when they played? Did they play last year?
Pushed them to the limit. I think so.
48-27. That was in the championship. They played twice last year, Joe, including the Conference USA title game. 48-27 they beat him last year, and 31-27 they beat him. Both games were in San Antonio. Now they got to go to the Mean Green Field. This is probably a dead over. You're right about that. A dead over. What else can I give you quickly before the break? How about Florida State laying 3 touchdowns and a hook at Pittsburgh on Saturday at 3:30, 50.5 total. You want to lay it with Florida State?
Blind yeah. Bet on Narduzzi. Look ahead to Miami. I'm taking Narduzzi with the points.
You know, you're pretty good, Joe. You know, you came in here, you know, earlier this week on Coast to Coast, you get all over me about Florida State, how they shouldn't be. They should be higher than 4. They should be this. And now you're going to take Pittsburgh to cover against them?
What? It's a look-ahead spot. They got Miami on deck. Why not?
Aw, come on. Miami sucks.
It's back-to-back road games. It's back-to-back road games.
They destroyed them last week. Now, you might be right in that. Wasn't that the scenario when they didn't cover at Boston College as well? Weren't they in a similar spot and they didn't cover that game on the road? You're probably right. I just can't believe you're doing that after you were pumping up the Seminoles earlier in the week. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here. Mike Carver, and out on assignment, but still with us, the encyclopedia of college football. That is Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How you doing? So.
This is it, Carver. This is it, brother. This is it.
You're
talking ball. Nothing better, baby.
Talking ball. I'm going to give you a couple more, and then I got to do a few other things, and we'll do the rest of the college tomorrow, of course, when we make the picks for week number 10. Iowa and Northwestern are playing at Wrigley Field on Saturday. That's right. They're playing at Wrigley Field, and the total, Joe, is 31.5. Iowa minus 5.5. We were just talking a couple minutes ago about how what a great job the guys done at Northwestern to get them to 4-4. Man, Joe, 31.5. When it's been that low, it's gone. I feel like it's gone under every single time, right? With these Iowa games when they're in the low 30s.
Yeah, but now Brian Ferentz is going to resign at the end of the year. The Iowa fans got their wish. Let's go for the Wildcats. I have no confidence in Deacon Hill in a big spot. I just don't. I know. I mean, he's completing less than 50% of his passes. I mean, he's terrible. Horrible. They're going to run it, but hopefully Northwestern could step up. Maybe we get a little offense, a puncher's chance. Give me Northwestern.
I'm taking Northwestern with the 5.5 as well, but I am going to go under the 31.5, Joe. This game's got 9-6 written all over it. I can't. Hopefully they put on a good show there at Wrigley Field. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's just going to be ugly. But with those two teams getting involved. So under 31.5 for me in that one. Another Big Ten West clash is Illinois and Minnesota this week. Right now, Joe, Minnesota's 1.5-point favorite at home. 43.5 is the total in that one. I mean, we got to back PJ here, right? Is this a spot to back PJ?
Yeah, but last year, Illinois got smacked in Champaign by them. They got absolutely, now I know it was a different team, but they absolutely couldn't stop the Illini offense. So I got to think it's a bounce back spot. I think it's an under two, but the Illini defense sucks, Carver. That's the problem. I mean, I would only go Minnesota, and what's the total in that game?
The total in that game is 43.5.
You sort of want to go to the over, right? You want to go to the over?
It seems like it's higher than it should be, right? It feels like it should be lower than that. It feels like it should be in the high 30s, and at 43.5 makes me think that this game is going over. You're right. Very strange for those two teams. What else do I want to give you here quickly? UNLV's minus 9.5 in New Mexico. We know how good they've been covering. I'm going to take them again. We'll talk about that game tomorrow. BYU catching 12.5 in Morgantown. Sataki on the road again, Joe?
No, I would take the points, but I don't know. Do we take the over there, though, too? Garrick Reed and Keaton Slovis dueling it out? What do you think?
48.5. 48.5 is the total. Why not?
I don't know.
Get in on the over?
I would lean to the over there in West Virginia. I don't like that game at all.
You like Miami laying 5.5 at NC State? You like Miami laying 5.5 at NC State?
I love Miami, and I love Miss State catching the points over Kentucky this week.
Those are going to be best bets for you, aren't they? Those are going to be on the best bet card tomorrow.
I don't know. I mix and match. You never know. I gotta see.
You mix and match. What are the late night blowout games this week? Oregon State at Colorado. It's a 10 o'clock
Oregon
East
State,
kick.
Colorado.
UCLA, Arizona is at 10:30, and Boise and Fresno is at 10 o'clock. So you got three late night blowout games.
I love them. Do we go? I tell you what, I don't know which. I would take the points for Colorado. They got to start to win two games to become bowl eligible, don't they?
Man, so, they're not going to win them. They're not going to win them.
I like UCLA over Arizona. Enough of the feet on rolling sevens. Enough. No?
I like UCLA also. I'm with you on that. You know what else? I'm going to go to the under again in the Colorado game. I hit it last week when they played UCLA. Oregon State also has a good defense, and they want to run it. They want to pound the ball. I think they could play keep away. I think another under, 62.5 in this Colorado game.
All right, now I'll go with you. I mean, DJU and that offense were completely inconsistent last week against Arizona. Terrible.
Yeah, they can't. No, Joe, they can't score. There's no doubt about that. They can't score points. They really bothered me last week in that game. That's for sure that they lost. What a pathetic performance that was. There you go, Joe. So tomorrow we'll do the picks for college and for the NFL. I went through a couple things in the NFL earlier. The Bill Cincinnati line went down to 1.5, which I can't figure out to save my life. I don't understand. I think the Bills are going to get absolutely squashed. The Browns went to 8.5 against Arizona. The Falcons are down to 3.5 against the Vikings. What else has moved on you here? And the Chiefs are now 1.5 against the Dolphins in the Germany game, Joe. I know we're going to discuss that a lot tomorrow as also, but that went from 2.5 to 1.5.
Yeah, I mean, again, I still like the Chiefs. I'm a Dolphin fan, but you got to look at it objectively. In all big games, the rushing attack doesn't carry well. This is another good defense. Could only lean the Chiefs. And I know everybody's talking about the wind, but I'm still going over in that ball game.
You're still going over in that ball game, huh? You're still going to go over in that ball game. Okay.
Yep.
Fair enough. So tomorrow we'll make the picks. Joe will be actually not on assignment tomorrow. So we're going to have Joe not on assignment for the college and the NFL picks to finish off the week. I wanted to get this in, Joe, and I know that this is probably not on your radar whatsoever, but this starts tomorrow, and I actually had a couple of things here for you. So you know the NBA is doing this in-season tournament, right? This in-season thing. So this actually starts on Friday night, the first group stage play game. So I think it's like the last chance to kind of put in if you wanted to play somebody, you know, at good numbers to win this entire thing. I'm actually, Joe, thinking about playing some of these like middle-of-the-road teams that are actually going to care about this. I don't think the big teams are going to care about this dopey in-season tournament. The Bucks, the Celtics, the Lakers, the Warriors. Like, I think they'd be more concerned about the rest in the middle, in the second week of December, and not playing in those in-season tournament games in Vegas. Like, I think we got to go, Joe, with maybe some of the younger, more upstart teams here, and maybe we can catch one of them into the semifinals and make some money. Like the Thunder are 23-1, the Timberwolves are 26-1, Dallas is 26-1, the Kings are 26-1. I think we take a team like that and we go after these big dogs who maybe aren't going to care about this dopey in-season tournament.
Well, let's take the Kings. I like that they could put up points. So 26-1. Let's ride the Kings as the bet.
Let me see who's in their group. They are in West Group C. So they have the Warriors, Timberwolves, Thunder, and Spurs in their group. I already know they could beat the Warriors. So can they beat Minnesota, the Thunder, and the Spurs? I think they can. Like they're plus 220 to win the group. And then they're 26, like I told you, to win the whole thing. Let's play the Spurs. I mean, the Kings, Joe, like you said. Let's play Sacred Tomato to win this in-season tournament at 26-1. Do you want to take a team on the east side, too? Do you want to take an east team? East is a little tougher. Nets at 42-1. I like the way the Nets are playing. Who's in the Nets group? Who do they got to beat to get out of the group? They are in group C. Yeah, you know, the problem is, Joe, they're in the Celtics group. Celtics, Raptors, Bulls, Nets, Magic is their group. I think they could beat the Raptors, Bulls, and Magic. I'm nervous about the, you know, maybe the Celtics won't care. You want to take a shot with the Nets? Let's
sure.
take a shot, Joe.
Let's do it.
All right, so Nets or Indiana? Indiana just lost by 50 to the
Nets.
Celtics Wednesday night.
I want the Nets.
All right, so this will be our little dart throw. Keep us interested in the NBA in-season tournament. We're going to take the Kings at 26-1 and the Nets at 42-1 as our in-season tournament plays. Those are the teams we're backing, Joe. Let's go. Let's go. We got juice now. We got juice in the in-season tournament. Meanwhile, Matias is going to be on the Clippers. He's going to be on the Clippers at 18-1 to win this thing.
Why,
yeah,
he is.
Now that we got Harden, baby, you know I'm all in. Let's go.
They got Harden now, and they're actually all healthy. So I actually don't think the Clippers are the worst beak in the world, the worst bet in the world for it. I really don't. But and here's another thing, Joe. Major foul. I mean, Matias last night, he was giving me the lowdown for the UFC card this week. They're in Brazil this week. Brazil, Matias. Not the Apex.
Wow.
They're Brazil, buddy. Wow, Brazil. Derek Lewis. Matias dropped the ball. Yeah,
I did. I said Vegas. I had a heater come at me. I can't be right every time. I should have double-checked. My bad.
All in fun, Matias. You know that. All in fun. We get you a little fired up as well. There for the Derek Lewis fight, which apparently he's making no money on either. He's going all the way to Brazil. He's making no money on the fight. Took the fight last minute. Basically taking it as
a... barely watched any film, too. You know, I'm one of the best guys in the world. I don't want to watch film.
Taking it as a freebie. All right, we'll come back, and we will wrap this puppy up. I'll tell you, actually, Joe, what games are in the NBA for Friday night for that first group stage of the in-season tournament. Every Friday night game is a group stage play game in the in-season tournament. So we'll have a little bit of fun with that. Of course, we will do the picks tomorrow, NFL and college. I'm coming off a very strong week in college. Joe was 4-0 in the NFL last week, so he's got that going for him as well. So he'll try to keep that strong. I know he's taking Joey Silk and the Bengals on Sunday night.
That's not going to be the card. That's not going to be on the card. Stop.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.